Good morning. Thank you very much for gathering here for Yamaha Corporation's analyst and investor briefing for the fiscal year 2007 at the expense of your very busy schedule and especially amid Japan's so-called Golden Week with a series of national holidays. I'd also like to extend my deepest appreciation for your constant support to and understanding of our business. I'd like to doubly thank you on this occasion. Without further ado, I'd like to explain about the fiscal year 2007. Looking at the overall summary for the financial term, which ended on March the 31st this year, sales and operating income increased year on year. Net income remained at almost the same level as that of the previous year due to increasing extraordinary losses by a little less than 10 billion yen, about which I will explain in detail later. Although slightly, sales and operating income exceeded the third quarter projections, which we announced on February the 7th. In musical instruments, sales and income increased year-on-year, overshooting the third-quarter projections. Income from electronic equipment and metal products decreased again year-on-year due to lower sales volume of semiconductors or LSI sound chips for mobile phones. Sales of lifestyle-related products increased year-on-year, driven by growth in system kitchens. System bathroom struggled amid much fiercer competition. So overall sales in this segment grew, but operating profit leveled off due to factors including the aforementioned fiercer competition compared to the previous year. Extraordinary losses of more than 10 billion yen altogether were booked due to asset impairment loss, which we incurred in preparation for transferring resort facilities in FY08, which I touched upon earlier, and also to winding up and closing down plants in overseas countries. Inventory increased by 3.7 billion yen in real terms at the end of the term, even after we excluded the exchange rate impacts. Looking at figures as written on this slide, net sales posted 550.4 billion yen, which increased by 16.3 billion yen year on year. It also overshot the February 7th projection slightly. Operating income was projected at 26 billion yen on February the 27th, but it also overshot that figure slightly and posted 27.7 billion yen. Net income decreased due to the extraordinary losses booked in FY07, as I mentioned before. Recurring profit achieved the projection and was up by 3 billion yen year-on-year due to equity method income, mainly from Yamaha Motors Company, as shown in the chart below. Regarding exchange rates, although it had closed at 135 yen per euro in FY06, it became bearish and closed at 144 yen as we settled accounts for FY07. By segment, as written here, net sales decreased in electronic equipment and metal products, semiconductors and AVIT segments. Net sales rose in other segments than these, inclusive of musical instruments. Regarding operating profit, it increased year-on-year despite the fact that electronic equipment and metal products, especially semiconductors, decreased in both sales and profit, but we could cover them with the increase in musical instruments as shown here. I would now like to explain about each business segment from now on. In musical instruments segment, both sales and income increased as I mentioned earlier. Next slide. Looking at sales by region, it slightly decreased in Japan due to sales decline in electrones, which we failed to cover with others. We struggled considerably in North America, yet in Europe, China, and other regions, which include Central and South America, Asia, and so on, increased year on year. As written in yellow part, excluding the exchange rate impacts, sales in North America dropped by 6 percentage points in actual terms. In Europe, where sales loomed to be large, the increase was only 1 percentage point without forex impact, whereas it rose by 19 percentage points in China. By product category, professional audio equipment grew, so did electronic musical instruments and wind instruments on a constant basis, whereas electrones dropped 22 percentage points in Japan, which I mentioned about in regard to regional sales. Situation was tough for AVIT segment and especially for online karaoke equipments, whose sluggish sales pushed down operating income materially. Regarding AV, Sales grew in Europe, mainly in Russia and Central and Eastern Europe. We had, however, a hard time selling them in Japan and North America. Operating income almost leveled off year on year. In electronic equipment and metal products segment, income decreased substantially year on year due to sales drop in semiconductors. Operating income dropped from approximately 8 billion yen a year before to 3 billion yen. Especially sales volume of LSI sound chips for mobile phones became substantially lower as software technology progressed further. Still, we hoped for growth in amusement equipments and digital amplifiers and put up optimistic targets, yet sales underperformed our projection. Although they did grow year on year. Regarding metal products, total volume or tonnage decreased materially. But as you know, retail prices per unit soared due to higher metal prices, and as we were successful in transferring them onto retail prices, which resulted in higher income year on year. In lifestyle-related products segment, system kitchen sales continued to be robust, as I mentioned earlier. However, system bathrooms struggled harshly. On the other hand, although income increased, operating income leveled off year on year as we could not absorb higher material prices with our cost reduction efforts. Regarding recreation segment, especially in the fourth quarter, we closed two resort facilities of Tsumagoi and Katsuragi Kitanomaru for refurbishment for a month or two, and due to this impact, sales and income fell, especially in the fourth quarter. Annual sales slightly dipped year-on-year, but operating income improved by 0.3 billion yen due to lower depreciation costs. Nonetheless, situation is not at all favorable to us. However, as we announced earlier, we had decided to transfer four of our facilities except for Tsumagoi and Katsuragi at the end of July this year. Regarding other segment, the overall sales and income increased year-on-year. In parts and metallic molds field, both magnesium molds and plastic parts continue to grow in total production volume and contributing to sales increase. Production of automobile interior wood components increased as demand for new cars grew, yet profitability worsened substantially due to our weakness in production, or how should we say, as we were not quick enough to improve yield rates. In the second half of the fiscal year, we gradually gained earning power. Sales jumped in golf products year on year, and operating income got turned into black. Next, I would like to mention about the framework of business plan for FY2008, although we are already 1 month into this new fiscal year. As I explained to you on April the 6th, this is the first year of our new medium-term management plan, which we call YGP 2010. It's an important year and we must achieve both sales and income targets, and as we continue to hit targets in years to follow, we should like to achieve our objectives in 3 years. Net sales projected at 551.0 billion yen and operating income at 30.0 billion yen. As written here, there are negative factors of approximately 9 billion yen in electronic metals and 8 billion yen in recreation due to transfer of business, totaling in a negative figure of 17 billion yen. So projected sales increase is 3.3 percentage points in actual terms according to our sales plan. Regarding operating income, as you know, depreciation costs will increase by 2.3 billion yen due to change in depreciation method stipulated by tax system revision, so actual increase in operating income will be approximately 4.6 billion yen, which is an increase of nearly 13 to 14 percentage points according to our plan. Looking at figures shown in this chart, net sales is projected at 551.0 billion yen, up 0.1 percentage points, almost leveling off year on year, and operating income at 30.0 billion yen, up 8.3 percentage points. Equity method income, 17.7 billion yen, almost leveling off year on year. Recurring profit, 43 billion yen, almost flat year on year, according to our plan. Average exchange rate against euro is projected to be 148 yen, and as you know, we are almost hedged against US dollar, so we keep an eye on euro more cautiously. Now, regarding euro, amid current bearish yen against bullish euro, and when 1 month has already passed in the first half of this new fiscal year, I hesitate to mention this, but our reservation is closed at 155 or 156 yen range for the coming 4 or 5 months. So currently, we think there may be some latent valuation difference there. Net sales per segment in electronic equipment and metal products segment. Here, we plan to transfer Yamaha Metanics Corporation. And in recreation and others segment, we will account decrease of sales in the second half of this fiscal year. Sales will go down in these two segments. In musical instruments, AVIT and so on, net sales are expected to grow in actual terms, respectively. Operating income will increase in musical instruments segment in tandem with higher sales according to our plan. Let me explain about what's going on in each product segment one by one. As written here, in musical instruments segment, both net sales and operating income are projected to increase anyway year on year. Especially in product category, as I mentioned on April the 6th, we'll become more customer-oriented, especially in piano category. We'll rebuild our total piano category based on customers' points of view and provide much fuller and improved product lineups. Also, we'll be finalizing our plant reorganization. We will be shifting and integrating our production of acoustic instruments, especially pianos, to Japan, Indonesia, and China so that we might further strengthen our cost competitiveness, improve productivity, and even enhance methods on creative craftsmanship altogether. We'll expand sales in growing markets, especially in China. And regarding Russia, we have finished most of our preparation for establishing a local subsidiary there, so if circumstances allow, we should like to start with submitting application for our charter to have the subsidiary established this summer, and in the next fiscal year, we will control the entire sales there at the local subsidiary. Especially regarding Russia, there are several, say, 5 or 6 sales routes depending on products and regions, and it may be the same situations for any overseas entrants trying to enter there, but retail prices have been and are just incontrollable. But we've been successful in getting a grip on sales network, so we decided to establish a subsidiary to solely wholesale Yamaha products and turn existent import agents into retailers. Regarding product category, I'd like to mention one more thing. It was the same in FY07, but we'd like to have commercial audio drive our growth and to progress with product planning for the total piano category, as I mentioned earlier. We would like to focus on strengthening priority categories inclusive of these two. As shown here, our business was sluggish in North America in FY07, although performance was not at all bad from January through to March. But conventionally, we used to push a little too hard in March, especially in order to push up wholesale accounts. But we dropped that habit this March. So to start with the new fiscal year, we have a lower but normal year-on-year benchmark. That's why sales projection jumps year-on-year. Had we done business in a conventional manner, sales in FY07 would have increased much more. Against such a backdrop, sales are expected to jump by 6.4 billion yen, but this is not the sudden improvement, but a gradual and intentional one. Sales are expected to grow in Europe, China, and other regions, except for Japan, where a tough market situation is expected to continue mainly for electrones. In AVIT segment, it hasn't changed since April 6th announcement. We project that both sales and income will increase. We would like to make haste in establishing business models for IP, conferencing systems, and strengthening marketing activities. In semiconductors, we would like to ensure survival of LSI sound chips for mobile phones, for one thing. And also, regarding new product categories of silicon microphones and digital amplifiers, which derived from our strengths, we are currently shipping out sample products to take orders and will start with production and then go into quantity production or mass production sometime between early autumn this year and early next year. Regarding metal products, in order to make smooth transfer of businesses, we should like to make the transfer precisely on and after the 1st of October this year. Amid tough situation for semiconductors, we project decrease in operating income from 3 billion to 1 billion yen, but we should like to hold out there, thinking that this is the lowest possible limit. In lifestyle-related products segment, one axis is the system kitchen category here, especially with our artificially crafted marble stones called marble crafts. We should like to differentiate Yamaha products for our high level of artificial marble processing technology and at the same time increase our remodeling business and especially by promoting revolution in our sales activities, inclusive of increasing the number of showrooms, we aim at increasing both sales and income in this segment. In recreation segment, as I announced earlier, we will continue to have income from two resort facilities and from four other ones up until July this year. Such performances are expected as written here, a decrease of approximately 8 billion yen in this fiscal year. But in the end, sales in this category will go down by approximately 12 billion yen. As a result of transferring four facilities, operating income is projected at 0.5 billion yen in the negative. But by focusing on the remaining two facilities, we should like to turn this figure into black as soon as possible. In other segment as shown here, currently, metallic parts and molds businesses were performing well in the January through to March quarter of FY07, and as there is probability that they may slow down slightly, we project sales to decline, but operating income to increase due to factors such as revamping production capacity for automobile parts. Inventories will increase by 2.3 billion yen in actual terms, but we should like to reduce them even further. Especially at the end of this past March, there were some excess stocks produced at two U.S. plants as they prepared for closure between this past March and April, which was also a small part of factors resulting in this increase. Regarding capital expenditure, as you can see from the chart showing trend for 3 years, we invested heavily in musical instruments segment, and especially from this fiscal year through to the next one, we will focus here. It takes two more years, and we plan to spend 1.7 billion yen in this fiscal year to construct the new retail shop building in Ginza in April 2009, as shown in the upper chart. The total cost for construction is expected to be 7 billion yen, so CAPEX is forecast to go up even further in the fiscal year to follow. R&D expenditure almost leveling off. Free cash flow is increasing, as the chart shows, and expected to increase further. Interest-bearing debts are increasing below zero in actual terms. Regarding deposit in resort category, we plan to book repayment of approximately 10 billion yen in April this year out of what we receive from transferring four resort facilities. Balance sheet remains to be almost unchanged. Regarding dividend payment to shareholders, conventionally we stipulated that we would pay out steady amount of dividend for a medium-term period, which means 3 years. We would pay, say, 20 yen in a constant manner in as much as we looked at 3 years forecast and decided to pay 20 yen for the following 3 years. We used the expression steady manner on premises that we would stick to a fixed amount for a midterm and then review it for a next midterm. This time, however, we changed it into this new policy. Quote, "We will exert ourselves in heightening shareholder value with an objective to increase consolidated dividend payout ratio up to 25% based on steady and stable dividend payment." End of quote. In practical terms, we forecast to pay 30 yen as dividend for the FY08 term. This is 20.6% of earnings according to our projection, and we will continue raising absolute amount for dividend payment towards our objective of 25%. If our management continues as we planned. And as a step prior to that, in FY07, in order to align with this direction, we increased dividend by 2.5 yen from our initial projection, making the end-term dividend payment to 12.5 yen, totaling in 22.5 yen for the full fiscal year. Lastly, I would like to speak about preventive measures against major stock buyouts. We reviewed rules which we announced last year regarding a bid that would result in allowing a purchaser to hold 20% or more of our shares. We introduced this measure last year and had the board of directors meeting make decisions that, although we might ask third parties for opinions and recommendations, the BOD meeting must exercise the decision-making function. Now, after this revision, we will form an independent committee by announcing member identities, and we are listing it as a resolution item, as an ordinary resolution item at the next shareholders' general meeting, and ask shareholders for their signed approval before introducing it. This scheme will be enacted upon resolution at the shareholders' general meeting and valid for 3 years after introduction till 2010, according to our current plan. This concludes my explanation. Thank you for listening.